As was predicted in the days and weeks leading up to Election Day, Ohio has become the Florida of 2004. The Kerry campaign has not conceded the state and its 20 electoral votes, but President Bush's chief of staff, Andrew Card, claimed victory early this morning.
President Bush has a lead of at least 140,000 votes. The Secretary of State's office has informed us that this margin is statistically insurmountable, even after the provisional ballots are considered. So President Bush has won the state of Ohio.
President Bush's chief of staff, Andrew Card. NPR's Anthony Brooks followed election night at Republican headquarters in Columbus, Ohio, and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where does the vote in Ohio stand right now between President Bush and Senator Kerry?
Well, with all precincts reporting, President Bush holds a 2% lead. That's 51-49%, or a difference of about 140,000 votes in President Bush's favor over Senator Kerry. But the Kerry campaign is not conceding, and echoing a theme from former Vice President Al Gore's campaign 4 years ago in Florida, they're insisting that all the ballots be counted, and that includes many provisional ballots that have yet to be added up and counted.
Tell us more about those provisional ballots. How many are there? What happens next?
I don't think anyone knows exactly how many they are. The Secretary of State of Ohio has used a number somewhere between 170,000 and a quarter of a million. As Andrew Card suggested in that cut we just heard, that would be a difficult number for Kerry to make up. If he needs 140,000 votes and there are at most, say, a quarter of a million provisional ballots, he'd have to get the vast majority of them in his favor to turn this around. These provisional ballots are ballots that were given to voters who, for one reason or another, were not eligible to vote for various reasons, and so they're given a provisional ballot. Starting as soon as today, those provisional ballots will be rounded up, and then they'll have to check them out and make sure that they're legitimate, and then eventually they would be counted. And that could actually take as long as another 11 days from now, according to the Secretary of State of Ohio.
Beyond the issue of provisional ballots, how are Republicans feeling about how President Bush fared across Ohio yesterday?
Well, I think what you hear from Republicans is that, I mean, as you just heard from Andrew Card, that President Bush won. They essentially celebrated last night when at least two television networks declared him the winner. The balloons came down from the rafters of the ballroom in Columbus where they were celebrating, and they felt that and feel this morning that President Bush has won the state of Ohio. And they think he did it with a very, very strong grassroots effort that got out the vote and matched and bettered the Democrats' effort to get their base out and win Ohio.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Anthony Brooks speaking from Republican headquarters, where he spent the night in Columbus, Ohio.